underground preacher to the underground church. And today, we're going to talk about how to deal with reincarnation. According to some religions, a soul can come back and be born as a human, a rat, a bird, or whatever they want. Well, that is a dangerous belief, because it puts the person as God by having control over the souls in the afterlife. It is said in Job chapter 33, verses 29 to 30. Behold, God works all these things twice, in fact, three times with a man, to bring back his soul from the pit, that he may be enlightened with the light of life. So here we read that God can bring a soul back to life. It is not reincarnation, because only God, the Master, gets to decide who will be reborn and what they should be remembering. Most of the times, the soul is reborn without recollection of previous lifetimes. And no, being reborn as something other than a human being is out of the question. That would be confusing to a human soul. And God is not in the business of confusion. Confusion is what the devil does, not God. Anyways, I heard stories of someone being reincarnated and recollecting previous life events and even revealing hidden treasures. That is very dangerous because there is a spirit in charge of reincarnation. It is the spirit of necromancer. His job is to deceive people to believe in reincarnation rather than God. At first, the spirit of necromancer will watch and study the life of a living subject until death. Then the spirit of necromancer will go on and find a vulnerable child and possess the child. Then the spirit will manifest the traits of the dead subject to appear as if the dead were reincarnated, and thus the deception is a success. That spirit of necromancer is also the same one responsible for ghost sighting and mediums. But here, instead of possessing a human being, the spirit of a necromancer would then possess the place by haunting it and appear as a ghost. Or they will work along someone to relay information that they have on the deceased, and thus a medium is born. They will make it appear as it's the dead person talking, but in real life it's the demon relating the information of what he observed. So you think you're talking to somebody who has powers, but in real life, he's tapping into the powers of darkness. That knowledge comes from the powers of darkness, from that spirit of necromancer. That is why it's so important to pray over your children, to prevent them from being vulnerable spiritually and opened to the powers of darkness. Also, praying over your place will prevent evil spirits to abide in your home. Now, when it comes to mediums and such, the message is simple. Let's stay away from them. To my understanding, God allows souls to be reborn out of grace and mercy to fulfill what is said in Acts chapter 16, verse 31. So they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household. As a Christ follower, if you have a dead loved one and you think that they were not able to make it to heaven, don't lose heart. There is still hope. Pray for them. God can still work out miracles for you to be reunited with them in heaven for eternity. Amen.
Amen.
Underground preacher to the underground church. And I am out.